And it is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And a Monday morning installment of the feature we like to call...
Not necessarily the news.
Yes, as we virtually shake the newspaper and just see what stories fall out.
You got a newspaper?
Remember those kids?
Mm-hmm. Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, our Hank Facebook Livers, you Hanksters have fun on a Texas Independence Day there on our Facebook Live. All right, the latest as we're at war. U.S. Israel bombing Iran. That, of course, happened our time early on Saturday morning. More than likely heard that by now, including we took out 48 high-ranking officials over there in Iran with the strikes, including the Ayatollah. At least three American troops have been reportedly lost. I believe that was a counterstrike there in the Kuwait area. Another five seriously wounded from that. Not much more details on that. And it has a name, Operation Epic Fury, saying that roughly this could last a couple of weeks or a month. Okay. So as it goes, the latest developments on that, they are continuing to... counterstrike as best it, Iran evidently can. And mainly now that seems to be oil targets, refineries around the area, spiking concerns that gas prices and crude and all that could spike as well. And then late overnight, Israel has kind of opened up another front. Well, it got opened on them as Lebanon has been firing Hezbollah there, which are very big Iranian sympathizers. They are firing missiles, so Israel has struck Beirut and Lebanon. So a northern front on this. Now, here we go. As, of course, last summertime, we did the strikes on the military and nuclear installations. So about a month, and it'll be done.
Didn't we originally start this, 40 years ago?
Well, we talked about it for a very long time, but nobody's actually done it until really an effort now. So here we are. World War III is trending on all social media, so let's back it down.
Sorry, girls. Ben Affleck isn't off the market, but he is not necessarily into commitment. Apparently, the actor not in the mood for a relationship after his latest divorce from one Jennifer Lopez. He's looking for some flings, some hookups, and is meeting girls through some elite dating apps and his friends. Apparently, he's got enough going on with work and his kids. Meanwhile, his ex-wife, one of his ex-wives, you got to have a collection nowadays, Jennifer Garner, says they both have to be mom and dad in both homes, which there's some good parts and bad parts.
Is he still crashing on her couch?
I don't think so, but it's not World War III, so...
Yeah. Well, Ben, it's okay to be single for a little while, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Just write it out. Find
Everyone's
some hobbies.
Invited.
Watch some Netflix. You're cool. Well, it's never happened before until yesterday. We'll have IndyCar tickets coming up in less than an hour at 7:35 for the big Grand Prix of Arlington.
Really?
But they race down there in Austin. At COTA, Circuit of the Americas, and Michael Jordan's team, yet again, and he's used to three-peats, but mainly in basketball. He's got one in NASCAR as Tyler Reddick, driver of that number 45 for Michael Jordan's race team, becomes the first ever in NASCAR history to win the first three races of the season. So he launched it with the Daytona 500, followed it up in Atlanta last weekend, and down there in the road course in Austin yesterday. Also, fun fact going on, Alex Bowman, they didn't have a contingency plan for this, but he got sick during the race, driver of the number 48 Chevy, and so he completed the 70th lap of 95 total. And then he got a substitute driver, and they came into the pits, lost a lot of time, so it was a 36th place finish ultimately. But Matt Snyder is the guy that came in. He had begun the day, and he's raced in the, you know, the lower tiers of NASCAR, the Chrysler Truck Series mainly, things like that. And he began the day working for Fox Sports as a pit spotter with pit reporter Jamie Little. And just Hendrick Motorsports was like, okay, we need a sub driver. Hey, you know how to drive, right? I'm ready. That's why you always have to be ready.
Yeah.
And just let them know that I am for those Indy cars that are coming March 15th.
So when that happens, do you tell them, hey, I've gotten like 6 speeding tickets? Or do you say, hey, I'm an excellent driver?
I'm an excellent driver, and I have pretty good insurance.
Okay.
So that'll get you in the car right there.
Mm-hmm. So Shia LaBeouf speaking out about his latest arrest. That was last week. Mardi Gras in the Big Easy. Now, shockingly enough, he discovered a lot of things. Namely, that there is no Starbucks at the New Orleans City Jail.
Yeah, I went in there. I was like, hey, let me get a coffee. They're like, shut up, man. We don't give you coffees out here, so... But yeah. They were all nice to me, bro. I got cold. They gave me a blanket. Nobody was really talking. It was crowded. It was Fat Tuesday, so it was super crowded. And then it got more crowded and more crowded and more crowded. But that was fun. And then it was pretty cute. There was one dude who popped off bad, but nothing really.
He was involved in a brawl that evening. He hints that he didn't like some people in his vicinity who were apparently getting a little too close and touching him. He was hurling some very inappropriate slurs, admits that I need to deal with some of my behaviors, but the drinking is not the problem, JB, and does not need to go to rehab.
Okay.
All right?
Well.
It just always happens when I'm drunk. I break out in handcuffs. I don't know.
Let me just get the guy a coffee.
Yeah.
In Hollywood news, $111 billion. That's how much it took to get Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount Skydance Corporation has now officially bought them, largely besting the Netflix offer because they were jockeying for that. And then it was the Screen Actor, well, formerly the Screen Actor Guild Awards. Now they just call them the Actors Awards. And that took place over the weekend. And Catherine O'Hara, who we have just lost a couple weeks ago, ended up winning Best Female Actor in a Comedy Series for her appearances in The Studio. And going up there, Seth Rogen actually gave a really, really nice, that's a co-star in that thing, gave a really, really nice, well, accepted the award and then gave a beautiful tribute to her. So she goes out as a big old winner, Catherine O'Hara.
Wonderful. So cute little Carrie Underwood. Well, she got more than the shot of a lifetime when she won American Idol back in the day. Nope. She got a brand new blue Mustang. And if you happen to be cruising around Nashville, don't be surprised to see her grabbing groceries in that little baby. Says that every time she gets behind the wheel, it makes her want to drive it more. It was a very pivotal point in her life. Brings back memories. And it just makes her feel good.
I remember those promotional Ford tie-ins early on in the Idol thing. They made a big deal out of it. I always wondered what happened. No, I didn't. But now I know.
I think that every mom really deserves a cute little Mustang to get away from the SUV with all the goldfish and everything in
the
back.
Family.
And people. Some of these smells.
Notable passing over the weekend at the age of 86, lost Neil Sedaka. Over the weekend, well, actually on Friday, after on the footsteps of Hillary's testimony, Bill Clinton went in there in the House Oversight Committee in the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. And Bill Clinton's deposition lasted over 6 hours, to which he vehemently denied pretty much even knowing what the word island meant and that he didn't even know how to spell Epstein. So, he's told the truth plenty of times before. And then finally, Logan Paul lost a bidding war for ultimately what has turned into the most expensive piece of auctioned wrestling memorabilia ever. At least that's how it's advertised. I don't know if that's 100% true, but Logan Paul lost the bidding war for Hulk Hogan's boots from WrestleMania 1 that actually had some Hulk blood on it, and it was signed by Hulk saying, "These are my real boots with my real blood on them from MSG. Madison Square Garden, Hulk Hogan."
He paid for these.
No, he tapped out at 1.02 million.
Oh.
The boot sold for just a tick over that, $1,037,000. You won't know I won the lottery. There will be signs.
Waking up with Carrie and Hillary.